8-year-old Matthias Mata is learning how to tackle at USA Football's Heads Up Protection Tour at the Mall of America Field in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's a training program for kids ages 7 to 14.
It's pretty cool. Seeing lots of football players staying on the Metrodome Field.
The third grader has been begging to play tackle football since he was 3, but Mom Amanda wasn't so sure about letting Matthias play.
I'm not going to lie, I'm a little nervous about it. I don't want him to get hurt, but at the same time, I like that he's, you know, toughening up somehow.
Amanda says she felt much more at ease once she attended the USA Football Protection Tour with Matthias. Not only did her son learn proper tackling fundamentals, but she attended a parents' class on concussion education and equipment fitting.
I think it's important for especially kids to know, you know, what they're doing out there, and for parents to also be able to identify the things that they shouldn't be doing.
Parents play an important role at every Protection Tour event. After attending the parents' presentation, Amanda and other moms and dads assisted coaches in training their kids.
What we're teaching our young athletes here today at the Metrodome with the Vikings is a 5-step tackle progression and how to teach the game of tackling at a safer rate.
Frank Priami teaches kids how to play tackle football safely. It's just one aspect of USA Football's new Heads Up Football program, which is supported by the National Football League and includes certifying coaches for safety education, concussion recognition, and response and equipment fitting. It's the perfect program for worried parents.
Ooh, babe.
Yeah, it's a great experience for the football parent that is not engaged yet in football and maybe a little hesitant to have their kid play football. But what we're trying to do is give them a baseline of education that if football is taught properly, if the coaches sort of know what they're doing and they teach the game properly, if the helmets fit properly, and everyone's educated, then it's a very safe game to play.
I'd like to introduce E.J. Henderson.
Thank you, Brad. Appreciate it.
The Minnesota Vikings are one of the supporters of the tour. They sent one of their former linebackers to help teach the athletes.
You guys being here on a Saturday, I know you probably could be doing a lot of other things, sitting at home, playing video games, talking to your girlfriends on the phone, but you chose to be here. So hats off to you. It shows a lot of dedication. It shows your dedication to the sport.
E.J. knows you can play the sport safely.
I've never had a concussion. I've had some dings and some, you know, some nicks and knacks, but nothing that held me out of a game of where I've had sensitivity to light or, you know, felt sick to my stomach. So I guess that's a testament to the moms. You know, I've played a long time. I got my college degree. Just recently got my MBA. So all my functions are still there. So it is possible to play big-time football and still come out okay.
While E.J. worked with the kids,
Buzz, step in that hole. There you go.
Another group of kids and their parents were with a team of folks from Riddell, which is the official helmet of the NFL. They're another sponsor of the Protection Tour along with AIG.
You're going to be immediate.
They're showing participants how to choose the right equipment. It all starts with the right fitting.
So there's definitely an increased awareness around proper head protection and how to play the game safer and removing your head from play. And proper helmet fitting is actually just one piece to the larger game of football equation.
USA Football's Protection Tour and the Heads Up Football program promote a positive youth football experience by advancing player safety. That's great news for moms like Amanda, who feel a lot better about their child playing tackle football.
I do. Well, because I know now, like, the sort of things to look for as to how he should tackle.
One, two, three, go!